Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Millions of Americans, young and old, stayed up late one night in 2008 to watch Barack Obama become the first black president and his family to govern the United States. Many people watched with tears in their eyes, disbelieving, joy, and fury. Mr. Obama enjoyed what we call a brief honeymoon. Less than a year later, as he addressed Congress, the president's speech was interrupted by a single shout of, "You lie!" End of honeymoon. Joe Wilson, an unknown representative from South Carolina, ended politics as we'd known it, a civil exercise in which people of different opinions tried to find paths through the thickening underbrush of the partisan forest in order to cut, build, maintain, and honor our nation. Between that night in D.C. and the inauguration of Donald Trump as president in 2017, daily life and the currents of its stream, roiling, flooding, overwhelming, turned what we had been working hard to make, clear, cool, refreshing water, into sludge. We have not recovered. We began writing about politics when we could no longer stand what we were reading about American politics. It seemed that everywhere we looked, at federal offices, state capitals, even local infighting, what we had for so many years taken for granted as American was being shattered, rendered less than we could ever have imagined. In a word, we were angry. In a few more, disappointed, frightened, derisive, appalled. This began in 2011, well before our current chief executive ascended his throne. Two ideas motivated us. One, we were, after all, an ordinary citizen, period. How we saw the developing world would either correspond to others' views, bystanders, concerned, active under duress. If not, dialogues would ensue, which would be all to the good. Two, we are and have been a professional writer. While our experience largely was in fiction, we did have acquaintanceship with prose that was meant for newspapers and magazine readers. We couldn't write for loot or endorsement. That would require bookkeeping and probably something like PayPal. We're not that smart or patient. What makes us particularly happy about this blog experience is the number of readers we have from around the world. Not in alphabetical order, they hail from the United States, of course, and Canada, but also from Chile, Argentina, Brazil, China, Singapore, Ireland, France, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Netherlands, South Africa, Germany, Italy, Costa Rica. From India, Slovakia, Georgia, Switzerland, Lebanon, Indonesia, Nigeria, Morocco, Laos, Romania, the Czech Republic, Trinidad and Tobago. We have readers from South Korea, Ecuador, Tanzania, and the United Arab Republics, Ghana, Qatar, Vietnam, Egypt, the Philippines, Turkey, Russia, Uganda, Poland, Malaysia, Portugal, Jamaica. From Thailand, Liechtenstein, Bolivia, Peru, Ukraine, Cyprus, Hungary, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Australia, Austria, Ethiopia, and Australia. We like to think posts were forwarded to readers in other nations as well, and we're flattered to say we are syndicated and can be heard and read from Plano, Texas to San Francisco, from Houston to New York. Two things we found quickly. Those readers, listeners most likely to comment, argue, had almost no positive plans or sentiments. These men and women were angry, certainly, and ready to do battle. What we had in mind was a little more civil, more thoughtful, more conversational. The second discovery, and more surprising, was that our own views of personalities and deeds changed often. Trying to be fair but also not so subtly biased was not easy. In examining the other side, we found reason where we least expected it and sympathy for people we had thought beyond reclamation. This is now August 2019. Russia, healthcare, drilling, budgets, taxes, Medicaid, and Donald, always and forever. Jared and Ivanka, Don Jr., Eric, Melanie and Tiffany, and Barron. Russia, voting rights, education, the NIH, Rex, or maybe not, tension, internecine warfare, international worry, Brexit, Iran, Saudi Arabia and Yemen, the CIA, Russia, the FBI. The leaks, far from accidental and propelled in many cases by the same kinds of anguish and dismay we feel, remarkably, the mantra jobs, jobs, jobs seems to fade a little every day in favor of protecting a president whose base feels it is too often taking it on the chin. This surround the wagons defense, despite what common sense should tell the Republican base, continues 24/7, no matter how clearly it is explained that he has no bottom lines, no sympathy for his voters, no understanding of how life in this country is lived day to day, and less understanding of the history and democracy of this splendid nation, which is certainly part of the reason Side Effects exists. Side Effects tries to look fairly at events throughout the country. We're as comfortable in Michigan as we are in New York City, in Los Angeles as in Houston. Often, we'll jump the shark and land in London. Happily, we have experience in nearly every marketplace mentioned. We also have some bottom lines. We're desperately emotional about our country. A test pattern from the 50s television sets can reduce us to tears with the American flag billowing against the strains of our national anthem. We can't help it. We were once a Boy Scout. On the other hand, fake patriotism drives us berserk. We agree that this is the final refuge of the sleazy. Cards on the table, this is not a story for fans of Ted Cruz. What follows has not been rewritten or edited. This is what we wrote when we wrote it, period. One of the surprising results of putting this together is that it actually represents a category of political attitudes that might embarrass us had we recognized it earlier. It turns out that Side Effects is a mirror of what used to be called liberal republicanism. That, of course, hardly exists now. Worse, the realization that those personalities and actions about which we get exercised are the standards of typical current liberalism, which is to say that here are opinions and attitudes of basic, often misguided, middle-left political characters. You've been warned. We begin with a few most recent rants and then go back to the beginning of our efforts to 2011. You probably won't find Anthony Scaramucci here, but you may very well run once more into Winston Churchill or William Fulbright. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on Side Effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.